This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a happy Tuesday morning to you. You, your family, your coworkers, thanks for listening on the job. And I've been the foodie on the show. Everything revolves around food around me, but it's gravitating towards you now.
No, I'm just trying to feed my family, you know. I've been dabbling around in the kitchen, finding, you know, some recipes online, and they don't hate it, which is kind of nice. And I'm telling you, last night, there was a recipe that called for a certain herb that ended up almost ruining the meal. I had to throw it away. And my family was like, Mom, you're nuts.
What was it?
Cilantro.
Oh, I love that. So does my wife. Put on a lot of things.
Cilantro. It's terrible. So I bought it and it called for a bunch of cilantro and butter.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to put it on, you know, the chicken and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm cutting this stuff up and I'm like, it reeks. What is this? So I'm tasting it. And it tastes like I'm eating a bar of soap.
What?
Tastes like I'm eating a bar of soap.
What's wrong with you? Cilantro's good.
Oh my gosh. What? And so Steve goes, you know what? That means that you have a different genetic, like a genetic predisposition to cilantro.
Your husband, Steve, knows about genetics and food?
No,
what?
He had a friend who also had some reaction to cilantro. If it tastes like soap, it's genetic, which is why the rest of the family was like, don't throw it away. And I was like, there's something wrong with this stuff.
So they could have liked it, but you chose to just go with your genetic taste buds and throw it out?
It all was in the moment. To me, I was like, I'm going to ruin this dish if I put this in here, and threw it all away.
So what did you put in its place or just left it out?
I just left it out.
All right.
But I thought it was interesting how terrible cilantro tasted to me, totally fine to everyone else. Like, I feel like a freak. Is this why, like, Chipotle and places like that, like, I have a hard time liking a lot of the food?
Probably, because they chop it up, mix it in there. It's delicious.
It's like hidden in there, isn't
yeah.
it?
All right. Is TJ alone?
Genetically, it's not my fault, right?
What do you want to do, wake up Mama Jane, yell at her? It's your fault. I can't enjoy cilantro. It tastes like soap to me.
I don't know. I feel like I'm out on this huge island all alone going, this stuff is just, there's something wrong with it. And everyone else around me is like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And the nightmare is going to be tonight when you try to go to bed, you're on a deserted island and there's only cilantro all around you. That's going to be the nightmare. How about you? Is she alone or does it taste like soap to you too? TJ Bow, producer Hope, and TJ has just claimed she was doing a recipe last night and it had cilantro and it tastes disgusting and it tastes like soap. So she took it out and you're claiming it's because of genetics. You just don't like cilantro.
Yeah. Genetically, I can't enjoy the taste of it. It tastes like soap. Not alone. Texter's going, TJ, I hate cilantro too. You know what else? I don't like taco seasoning either. Maybe there's something in it. Maybe cilantro that I don't like.
Could be.
TJ, not alone. I personally love cilantro, but have numerous friends that say it tastes like soap to them.
Aha.
It's so weird. Isn't that weird that my brain is wired to make something taste like soap that tastes delicious to you?
But you might have inherited it. It's genetics. You can't help it.
I know, but it's still weird. therefore, I have to, you know, keep it out of a lot of my things sometimes. If I know my friends are going to be around. And yes, TJ, if you don't like Chipotle, it's because they put cilantro in everything.
How about this texture says, substitute cilantro with parsley. Maybe that could... You like parsley?
Oh, I put parsley in everything.
Okay, there it is.
Put it in my mashed taters. All right. So weird. Okay, good. I thought I was losing it.
Team Family TJ Parsley all the way.
Say no to cilantro.
So this morning, got up, got the coffee started, took a shower, brushed the teeth, picking out the clothes. I'm looking down, boots, sneakers, slip-on. All have the salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like a car wash, I picked up all my shoes and boots, sneakers, got a washcloth. I start washing them down. Mm-hmm. Just like a car wash. Mm-hmm. Anybody else do the shoe wash? I mean, I just noticed everything had the salt on it. Winter. Yeah. Everywhere. And I'm like, man, that doesn't look good. I got to clean them all up.
Mm-hmm.
Just knocked them out in a row. Have you ever done that? Do you do it to help your kids? Help your husband? Do you just like, come on, the salt's all over. It's just like a car going to a car wash. You got to do a shoe wash.
You know, we fell for one of those shoe washing kits at the New York State Fair.
Okay.
You know how you go in there and they're selling you all the wares?
Looks like the best thing in the world.
Yeah, like all the snake oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we bought those. So actually, the guys love to wash their own shoes because... Like, Steve's like, see how awesome this stuff is? Because I told him.
Really?
I was like, I'm pretty sure we could buy that anywhere. He's like, no. This guy said this is a patented formula that'll wash your shoes.
I just use a little water, little hand soap.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah, you know, a little elbow grease.
Yeah. Rubbed it out this morning. My shoe wash.
Yeah.
I just want to know if anybody else does it like that. Do you get to that point? Like, you're wearing them. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm embarrassed. I gotta clean this up. I was embarrassed this morning. I had to do something about it.
I'm really bad with not caring about that. And I know I should more. But I just throw shoes on and go. I don't look at them really. I'm really bad with that.
Well, you get to a point where, well, everybody else has it. What's the big deal? But this morning, I don't know why it hit me. I just popped them all up.
This is embarrassing.
What am I? How dare I? You know, I'm just doing the old shoe wash this morning. But no, I'd like to know about those products. Are they really helpful? Or, like I said, a little elbow grease, just a little dab of soap and washcloth, warm water?
I don't know. I just remember that day. I was like, that's a ridiculous amount of money. And Steve's justification was, do you know what we spend on Liam's sneakers? You know, the Jordans and the ones that he wants. He's like, wouldn't it be nice? Don't you think we should invest in something to keep them clean? All right. He sold me. He sold me. And yeah, that's Dawn can take anything out.
Exactly.
Dawn works on everything.
They didn't tell you that at the New York State Fair, though.
No, it wasn't there.
How about you? What's the best product you ever bought there? Was it a shoe wash, a sneaker wash, like TJ? Jelly Roll, I'm Not Okay, has turned into our country fitness guru.
And I hope y'all are getting out moving today. It's worth the sacrifice, y'all. It's worth the pain. I realize today that some days when I get out here in this process of trying to make this massive life change, that some days I come out here and I feel great. I mean, from the moment we start, I feel good. But today kind of reminded me that sometimes you have those days, man, where you just don't feel it at all. And even as you get walking, you don't feel it. But, man, those are the most gratifying to go do that work, y'all. Can't live in a false sense of this thing not sucking, right? Like, you're making this big of a life change, it's gonna hurt. Stick with this, and I'm gonna see you May 4th, and we are gonna do this thing together, y'all. Love y'all, man.
That is his next 5k. He did one already. You know, he lost 100 pounds, did a 5k, and now he's going for a second one. He's down 120 pounds. He's become our country fitness guru, Jelly Roll,
and he's doing it like the healthy way. He didn't do like the Ozempic or whatever that is. Like,
walking.
He's doing it exercising, eating healthier.
Playing basketball, using an air fryer. Instead of deep frying, he's using an air fryer more. Yeah. And he's doing boxing workouts, so good for him. Consistency. Do a little bit. It really changes you. I think that's the biggest problem with resolutions and just trying to change us. Whatever we're trying to do is, it doesn't happen so fast. You like work out for the weekend, you want your body to change instantly.
I know.
Yeah, consistently over
time. I totally
time.
Just worked out. Why do I not look thin? You know, my daughter, she's getting married in May.
Oh, yeah.
He's running the 5K in May. She's getting married in May, but she has the opposite problem. Her body can't change at all.
What do you mean can't change
at all? It can't change
at all?
Whatsoever because she's already had the dress fitted.
Oh.
And her, the seamstress was like, so make sure you don't lose or gain any weight.
Well, that'll change everything. That's pressure.
So she's had this stomach bug. And she's like, Mom, I feel awful. I can't, blah, 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 but I gotta keep eating. I can't lose any weight. So I'm like, okay, you've got to stop obsessing over this gaining and losing weight thing. Don't worry.
So from February, March, April, May to the wedding, she's got to be exactly on that weight.
She can't lose any, but she can't gain any either.
That's pressure. That's pressure.
Yeah.
What's more pressure, losing the weight to get in a better wedding gown or having to stay the same?
Exactly the same. Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that, but she does. I don't know. I go, honey, you're young, you're healthy, it's fine. But she's freaking out like the dress is just gonna fall off of her because she's had this stomach bug. I'm like, you're fine.
Things are going around.
Fine.
Does she have a comfort food? So when she starts feeling better, just slowly get some comfort food. Make sure the weight comes back to that proper.
Yeah, she loves grilled cheese.
There you go. That's it. All right, we'll go to the store today. Get her some cheese.
Get her some grilled cheese.
Yeah, we'll ship it up to Boston for her.